Blog Talk Radio.
Over 69% of the people living in America are living paycheck to paycheck and not enjoying life, and almost 45% of them are women. That's not loving life. Is it time to take your life to a new level of freedom and excitement? Relationships not working? Worried about job security? Does your confidence and self-esteem need a makeover? Then it's time to realize the truth, release what isn't serving you, push that reset button, and restore your power and start winning. Welcome to Sisters Loving Life. Ladies, learn to realize, release, reset, and restore your power to win. Listen in Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. and learn what it takes to get the income needed to start loving life, have better relationships, just have a wonderful time loving life. Welcome again to Sisters Loving Life. I'm your host, Pat Council, and by facing my own personal challenges, I've learned how to do life with power, and so can you. Good morning. This is Pat Council, and I guess we have some logistics, behind-the-scenes logistics we have to take care of. First of all, welcome to Sisters Loving Life, and the logistics that we need to take care of is our timing for our show. On some of our information, we have 11:30, that the show starts at 11:30. On other information, we have that it starts at 11, and of course, on our introduction to the show, it says it starts at 11. So we're going to kind of solidify a time there. But in the meantime, nothing has to be perfect for you to move forward in life, so we're going to move forward with today's show. We're going to talk about release what stops your best, or releasing what stops your best. That's what we're going to talk about today. In 2015, you really want to be your best. And if you say, I'm at my best, then you want to make your best better. And so we're going to talk about that and help you move forward with your 2015 goals and release the best of who you are. But in order to do that, you might want to be aware of a few things that may be stopping you from making that happen. And so we're going to help you with that by providing you with some great information today on some of the things that stop you from releasing your best. And once you can recognize these issues and you can deal with them, then you will be able to move forward. You're going to boost your confidence. You're going to boost your courage. And you're going to start to restore and rejuvenate and just revive your life overall. And so we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I'm going to come back and give you some kind of four categories to look at in your life. And you can decide, hey, that's me, and that you want to do it and make some adjustments. So we'll be back shortly.
Every 3 seconds, someone loses their identity. It is important to protect your good name from identity theft and fraud. There are 6 known types of identity theft or fraud. As a sponsor, Clark Burton has access to an exclusive product that can protect your identity for as little as $9.95. And spouses and significant others are free. Get your monitoring started. Contact Clark at http://www.clarkburton.com or 904.233.9682.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Sisters Loving Life. This is your host, Pat Council. Let's jump right into today's show, and let's find out what may be stopping you from delivering your best in life. Let's take a look at some of these areas, and I'm going to kind of make some give you some points of reference into each category, and you can say, hey, that's something I need to pay more attention to. First of all, sometimes we are not our best because we're concerned about the opinions of others. Are you one of those people? I've met people who said, no, I don't care what other people think about me, but yet their behavior would indicate that they actually do. If that's you, here are some of the clues that you may care more about the opinions of others. Now, here's the thing. If you do care more about the opinions of others, then one of the things that you want to pay attention to is how is that stopping you from delivering your best and being the best of who you are. So the first thing is you are concerned about what others say or think about you. That really means something to you. And as a matter of fact, it's kind of at the forefront of your mind. You really wonder, do people like me? What do they say about me when I'm not around? What do they think about me? So this is a big deal for you. The other thing under the same category of paying attention to the opinions of others or that you're concerned about it is that you have good ideas and intentions, but you find yourself afraid to act on them. Now, if you find yourself afraid to act on your good ideas and your intentions, you are really holding yourself back, and that might explain why on some level you don't have the financial lifestyle that you want to live, and you don't have the things that you want to have into your life, and or that there's constant struggle. Even if you're making good money, you're always you have lots of debt going on because you're always kind of holding back on your bigger, better ideas, and so you're really not operating at your best. So if you have good ideas and intentions, but you find yourself afraid to act on them, you say, well, how do I get over that? Well, I want to remind you guys that I have a new book called The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. The beautiful part about this book is that in this book, it speaks to this very, very situation of people who are beyond capable of doing certain things, but they decide to hold themselves back. And I give you several tips as to how you can overcome that. And I'm a person who believes in making things very simple. And so these tips are easy to understand. And now easy to implement is a whole other ballgame. They're easy to implement in that it doesn't require a lot to implement them. What would make it not easy to implement is you and your unwillingness or perhaps you not calling on your discipline to make sure you stay the course. But I can assure you if you stay the course, you're going to start to put some of those great ideas and intentions into action and you're going to get what you want for your life. Another one is you over-leverage yourself financially with cars, clothes, homes, jewelry, and more because you really want people to like you and you want people to say good things about you and you want people to be excited about who you are as a person. And really, you like being at the center of attention in terms of your, let's say, your outside appearance and your external behaviors. Now, the thing about the outside appearance, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good, especially as women. We want to look good. We want to be gorgeous. We want to be sexy. We want to put our sexy self out there, out front. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, if you over-leverage yourself financially to make that happen, then there is something wrong with that. The key to life or to having that, to loving your life and being confident and to actually kind of rejuvenate and to even start to restore your life to the point where you go beyond the person you were before is that you really have to disregard the opinions of others. And when you find that you're over-leveraging, then that's a real clue or kind of a big red flag that you are, in fact, really in a sense addicted to the opinions of other people. You care about what other people think of you and what they have to say. Here's another one. You're constantly seeking other people's approval or avoiding their disapproval. When you care about what other people say, you're constantly seeking approval. What do you think? What do you think? Please tell me I'm good. Please tell me I'm pretty. Please tell me I did that right. Please tell me it's not my fault. Please, if I made a mistake, please tell me it's okay. I need someone else to validate me constantly. Now, we all need validation on some level, especially as women, and we all like acceptance on some level, especially as women, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to carry it to the point where you're constantly seeking other people's approval, it is really a drain, first of all, on the people that you're seeking that approval from, and secondly, you're draining your own energy, and you're powering down your life, and you're powering it down to a level that is not going to bring you what you want for your best life or to have a happy life or to even be loving life. So the key is you don't need other people's approval constantly. Now, there are times when, yeah, you want someone's opinion. Hey, what do you think of this dress? Now, let's be honest. When you put on a dress and
you want to know what someone thinks. You're either looking for perhaps one of two things. The first thing you're looking for is you look in the mirror, you think you look gorgeous in it, so you're fishing, and you want someone else to approve of you and tell you that you look good because you need to hear that. Okay, that's one. The second thing is you put on the dress and you go, oh, what do you think of this dress? You want someone else's opinion because of the price of the dress, and you want an excuse to buy it. Well, let me say, in both cases, you don't need anybody's approval. If you put on a dress and you look in the mirror and you think you look amazing, unless you are just totally fashion challenged, but if you look in that mirror and you're honest with yourself and you say, wow, I look amazing in this, buy it. Buy the dress if you can afford it. If you're not over-leveraging, then get the dress. You don't need anybody's opinion. Or you avoid a person's disapproval. In other words, you do what you want because you know that someone that you care about or someone that you're close to, that they're actually going to disapprove of your behavior, or they're going to disapprove of your ideas, or they're going to disapprove of your thoughts. Here's the thing. If someone disapproves of what you're doing, then you can make a decision to tune them out. But tune them out because you're confident in the fact that what you've decided to do, that you, in fact, are going to do it, and it's the right thing to do, and it works for your life, and it's not hurting anyone. Don't tune them out because you're afraid of what they're going to say. That's different. When you have to tune someone or avoid someone out or avoid their disapproval, it takes away from who you are as a person, and it pokes holes into your confidence. And you don't need anything that's going to poke holes into your confidence. You don't need anything that's going to poke holes into your life in that manner. In 2015, you want to be your very best. You want to go to the next level. You want to jumpstart your life in a manner such that you can get the things that you want, and you can feel comfortable in your own skin. You can feel comfortable being who you are. You can feel even comfortable in making mistakes, because when you constantly avoid disapproval of others, what you're saying is you're trying to be perfect for that person on some level, or because you've convinced yourself that you're so less than perfect and you're so flawed in your behavior and your actions, you're actually positioning yourself to really perform on a substandard level. For example, if you're on a job and you've got a manager, and that manager, you know that manager doesn't like you, or that boss, they don't like you, and they're going to disapprove of everything you do, whether it's right or wrong. Well, if you know that, listen, the first thing is, first of all, know that you know your job. And if you don't know your job, then learn your job, for goodness sake. That's going to give you the confidence to step out there and do what you need to do. And so you can always respectfully let a boss know, no, I think this is okay. And you don't even have to defend the position. Even if they disapprove of it, and because you're maybe in a position where you can't talk back or you can't say anything back, but understand this, you can always contribute with respect, and you don't have to talk back rudely in order to get your point across. Or if you're in a situation where perhaps you think it's best that you stay quiet, know this, that even if they disapprove of it, if you know deep down inside that it's correct, and if it is what's necessary, if you've done what's necessary in order to accomplish a job that will move that whole company forward or that business forward, then you don't have to care about what that manager says, because eventually it's going to show. And eventually you're going to get the rewards. You may not get it from that manager, but I can assure you there'll be some rewards for you there. Your objective is to give it your best and not constantly worry about approval or disapproval. When we're concerned about the opinions of others, it can really stop our lives. It can stop your life. It keeps you in a constant state of anxiety, and you don't want to be in that state of anxiety. You want to be relaxed, and this is how you increase your income. This is how you become more productive. This is how you become more confident. This is how you attract the kind of relationships that you want into your life, because now you're not so worried about the opinions of others, and this is how you put the best you forward, because whatever someone thinks of you, it becomes their issue and not yours. Here's another one. You're afraid to speak in public. Now, everybody is not a public speaker. When I talk about speaking in public, I'm not talking about standing up giving a grand motivational speech. speech. What I'm talking about is that you're afraid to speak in public because even if you're at a meeting or if you're just with a group of friends or you are at a church meeting or somewhere in a group where people are giving their opinions, but yet you stay quiet. You feel like you have something to contribute. You feel like you can make some kind of input. You feel like what you're thinking and feeling that is very valid, but yet you're afraid to speak up. That means that you care far more about the opinions of others than you do about getting the satisfaction that you need for your own life. And as a result, you're not going to be as profitable. You're not going to be as productive. You're not going to, as a matter of fact, it's going to wane down your passion for who you are as a person because it's going to take its toll on your self-esteem. You really want to pay attention to why you're not saying what you think. And I think sometimes people don't say what they think, especially women, because they don't want to be perceived as being too aggressive or they don't want to be perceived as being rude or loud. But the truth of the matter is you can, with confidence and without being loud, without being rude, you can actually share your thoughts. You can actually give your opinion. It's your right to give your opinion. It's your right to give an opinion that works for your life. It's your right to give an opinion that you believe will make the group that you're a part of or the friendship circle or the job that you're on, the business that you're contributing to. It's your right to give that opinion if you believe it's going to make it better. And if someone disrespects you or they ignore you or they shun you, then you can politely ask them if they, for example, if you're talking and they act like you haven't said anything, you can say, excuse me, I'm not sure if you heard what I said because you kept talking. So do I need to repeat it or did you guys all hear? So that lets a person know, listen, I'm not to be ignored, but it's done in a nice way, and it's done in a sweet way, and you smile when you're doing it. You don't have to kind of cower down or shrink back into some image that someone else created for you as a child, where someone put it into your head that you are not meant to speak up, or you're not supposed to speak up, or you're not supposed to be confident, or you're not supposed to share an opinion, or that your thoughts and opinions are not of value. Anything that you have to say is of value. And so you really want to remind yourself of that, and that's going to keep your self-esteem high. You want to remind yourself that you're this valuable, amazingly brilliant person, and you say, well, I don't think I'm brilliant. But brilliance is relative. It's relative to the situation that you're in. So we all have sparks of brilliance, glimmers of brilliance, and levels of brilliance in us. And as a result of using that brilliance, you're going to have a more productive, a more profitable, a more exciting life. You're going to start to love your life, and I tell you, everything about you is going to just beam. And at that point, the opinions of other people, you're going to get some opinions, but they're going to, for the most part, most of them are going to be very positive, very flattering, and very encouraging for you. But the object of the game is not to live your life in the hopes of getting those opinions. Live your life knowing that you are being the best that you can be and that you're committed to becoming even better or learning even more. Now, the final way to determine if you care so much about the opinions of others is that you're afraid to speak your mind. You're afraid to say what you really think. If someone challenges you or there's a disagreement of some kind, you're really afraid to step up and say, hey, listen, I don't agree with that. Or to say, you know what, here's another alternative, or here's something I think we can use, or here's something that I believe will work a lot better. Or, you know, just put it out there. Don't be afraid to speak in public. Don't be afraid to speak your mind. Listen, if you get called on to give a presentation at your job or in your business or whatever, do it with confidence. Say you can hardly wait to do it. Say you're excited about doing that. In 2015, what is it in your life that you want to change? Listen, if you want to release what stops your best, then I tell you, you want to pay attention to some of the things that really can stop you, and one of which is really caring about what other people think of you. Now, there are three other let's say, subjects that I want to discuss as it relates to the what can stop you from being your best. And so, but I believe we're going to break this up into maybe two or three shows, because I want to make sure that we cover each one of these, and we want to get through these. And it's important that you write down whatever resonates within you, whatever you think or whatever you're feeling as you listen to this, and you say, wow, I'm doing that. This is me. I want you to acknowledge it. And then once you acknowledge it, then it becomes a kind of a fact-finding mission. In other words, start asking yourself questions. What am I going to do to change this? First of all, would I like to change it? And so what am I going to do to change this? What steps am I willing to take? How do I change it? That's the beautiful part about being in an information age in our society. There's so many ways that you can get answers as it relates to being your best. I have another show called Designing Your Life Today. If you want more information, you can check it out at designingyourlifetoday.com. Now, on Designing Your Life Today, we talk all about being extraordinary. That's what we're talking about this year. And also, what we're sharing is ways that you can actually be your very best. My newest book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, using what you already have. This book is all about what's in you already. You don't necessarily have to go out and you don't have to spend a boatload of money. You don't have to buy things in order to take your life to that next level. This book is going to first of all, reveal to you who you are as a human being, what you're made of, how powerful you are, and how do you use that power to get the things that you want. How do you become this most authentic person to the point where you're so super excited about your life, where you're loving life to the maximum? How do you, as a woman, step into that power and become a true power lady? Oh, my goodness, you are living this most bold yet gracious life, and you're getting everything you want. Can you imagine that? So it's really important that you really pay attention to your life. If you're not where you want to be, if you got laid off from a job, if your business isn't thriving yet you want it to thrive, if your relationships are kind of in the, well, toilet, and no matter what you do, it seems like you can't please anybody, you want to stick with the show this year, because we're going to bring you information that's going to help you deal with those things and help you take things up a notch. You're going to go to that next level and start to make some great things happen in your life. That's really what it's all about, you guys. It's getting to where it is you want to be. If everybody were to step up and be who it is they were meant to be, not who someone else told you you should be, or not what someone else told you what you should do or what you should have, then we would have a better world. If you were to truly step into your capabilities and start to use those capabilities, and let's be honest, ask yourself the right, most honest question. Are you truly being your best self? Are you truly doing what you're capable of? If the answer to that is no, you want to continue to listen to our show. You want to also check out Designing Your Life Today. Designing Your Life Today. You can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and get more information. And you want to really make some strong commitments to your life. Now, as we wrap up for today, if you say, well, I really would love to talk to someone who can help me to bring more order to my life so that I can increase, who can help me get my life on track so that I can make some things happen. I've decided to do some limited personal private coaching this year. And if you want more information on that, you can go to patcounsel.com, click on personal coaching, and you'll find out more information about my personal coaching program. I'm currently coaching others, and as a result, as one grows and one leaves the nest, I add more coaching students to that, to my program, but I don't take on massive amounts of people. Pretty soon we're going to have group coaching, but that's down the road. But if you feel like, even with group coaching, if you feel like you say, I don't want to be in a group, I really want to ask her some one-on-one questions, I can tell you, I've lived a very successful life. Have I had challenges? Yes, you better believe it. Have I overcome every single one of them? Yes. Am I an overcomer? Absolutely. Do I believe that there are obstacles that will stop me? No, there are no obstacles that will stop me. And for those of you that want to be a little bit smart alecky, if you say, well, if you die, that'll stop you, I don't consider death an obstacle. I consider it a passing over into the next realm. So there. Anyway, back to the show. So the point is that if you really want to design a lifestyle, if you want to have that life that you're supposed to have and get to where it is, you really in your heart of hearts believe that you're supposed to be, learn the right questions to ask yourself. And I can assure you that with the personal coaching, I'm going to ask you those questions and I'm going to share those questions with you. I don't take on any and everybody, because as I said, there's a limit. But for those of you, when you get signed up, what will happen is you will be able to pick your time, and once we are filled up, then you will see that you will no longer be able to purchase those particular packages. So we have some very good coaching programs for you, very good resources for you once you sign up. My book, The Power, among my other action guides and some of my workbooks, you're going to get all of those free. And so you really want to take advantage of that, but get more information, go to patcounsel.com, personal coaching, check it out. Listen to Designing Your Life Today, and you can get some little tips that will take you along the way. But you want to invest in yourself. By the way, if you're watching this or listening to this online at blogtalkradio.com/sistersLovingLife, then you're going to see right there on the home page where it says Releasing What Stops Your Best under the show's topic, you're actually to see where you can download a free chapter of my new book. That way you can get a sneak peek into the book. And you will also see a great deal that we have going right now. And what you're going to see is you'll get a copy of my newest CD that has not been released yet, but it will be released shortly. But I'm giving out so many copies free, and it's called Vision Board, But No Vision. And what that's all about is people who have these visions for their life, or people who've gone so far as to even make a vision board, but yet it's been years and they've gotten no results, and yet they keep making these boards and pasting these pictures and making what looks like a collage of things that they want, and they're not getting the results. So check it out. You can click there for details. But if you're listening to this and you're not in front of a computer, if you want more details on how to get the free CD, Vision Board But No Vision, go to thepowerbooknow.com, and it's right there on the home page. And in a nutshell, when you order the Power Book and it tells you what to do, then you're going to get a free CD, the free CD, Vision Board But No Vision. In some cases, some of you will get an MP3. But this is a limited time offer. I encourage you to invest in your life. The thing about life is people want a return, but they don't want to give first. I've never known anybody to yield apples from a tree if they didn't plant the tree first or plant the seeds. So you have to plant some seeds, and you have to nurture those seeds. And part of nurturing is investing in you. The same thing with planting whatever it is you're trying to harvest. You're going to have to invest in that. You're going to have to invest some time. You're going to have to invest some fertilizer. So you're going to have to invest. And you're no different as a human being when it comes to growing your life and getting to that next level. If you want to learn to love life, then start to value who you are as a person. And then start investing in your life. Make the decision that you're going to invest in your life and that you are going to get things, the things that you want for yourself. Listen, you guys, this has been a great show. We're going to continue on with Releasing What Stops Your Best over the next few days, coming next week. And so we're going to talk to you about how to discover what is stopping your best and what you're doing to stop your best, because you're not releasing things. And perhaps you're not releasing it because you don't know that you need to release it. And so we're going to help you find all of that out. Listen, this has been Pat Counsel. I am a power lady, and so are you. And I look forward to sharing information with you on our next show. You can go to, we're in the process of updating Sisters Loving Life, but you can go there and check out sistersLovingLife.com. Don't forget to go to Facebook and like our Facebook page, Sisters Loving Life. And you can stop by my personal Facebook page, com/pat.counsel, and you can get information there also. You guys send a request, because I do a lot of power-up tips. So we got great information all around for you. You guys have a great day. Don't forget, I'm a power lady, and so are you.